Before he was a member of the Idaho Supreme Court, Jim Jones was part of the biggest water fight in the Gem State's modern history. Jones has a new book out that chronicles that time. Jones was elected to the first of two terms as Idaho Attorney General in 1982. Not long after he started the job, the Idaho Supreme Court issued a decision that reversed 30 years of policy and essentially gave Idaho Power priority of control over much of the water in the Snake River. What followed was a fight between the state, led in part by Jones, the power company, and water users on the Snake. At issue was who controlled thousands of water rights on the river. It led to the Snake River adjudication, a 27-year process of sifting through almost 160,000 water right cases. Jones sat down with our Samantha Wright to talk about his book, A Little Damn Problem, that chronicles his personal journey through the original water fight. He says he didn't realize water rights were going to define his time as Attorney General.
It certainly was nothing I anticipated, but at the same time I got elected, the same month, the Idaho Supreme Court made a decision that essentially, at least it looked like it handed the Snake River over to Idaho Power Company, and so what do you do? I guess you do what you can to get it back.
And that's basically what the book is. It's a journey that you went through over many years to try and give the rights to the water back to the state.
Right. It looked to us as if the power company was going to be able to eventually have its way in the legislature, which might foreclose action in the courts. And it wasn't entirely clear that the state would win in court because the Supreme Court had ruled against us in the first round. So if we couldn't reach an agreement by some sort of a compromise or settlement, it didn't look really promising.
And when we're talking about water rights above the dam, we're talking about not just water rights for the state or how it would affect Idaho as an entity, but we're talking about thousands of farmers and cities and different municipalities who use the water, right?
Yes. If the power company had been able to firmly establish a water right at Swan Falls during the summer season, it would have required that a lot of people either be cut off, particularly people that pumped water out of the river and had a right junior to that of Idaho Power, or the entire Snake River Plains aquifer area where a lot of groundwater pumpers were irrigating with groundwater. Either they would have to stop using the water for infringing on Idaho Power's rights, or they'd have to pay tribute to the power company. So it was really kind of an unfortunate position for the state to be in, and of course it affected communities upstream that used the water for municipal purposes and industry that might need it for their purposes. So it was a tough position for the state to be in.
And this sort of came down to a fight between the state and Idaho Power, it sounds like.
It was. There were two legislative sessions, 1983 and 1984, where essentially the state and Idaho Power slugged it out, seeing who could get the upper hand. And I think you had both sides looking at the possibility of a compromise. We reached the compromise, and what the compromise required is setting new stream flows that would accommodate some of Idaho Power's concerns at the Swan Falls Dam and at the other dams up and down the river. And then anything over and above the stream flows would go to the benefit of the state. And then we would do the Snake River adjudication to quantify and prioritize everybody's rights, which was an integral part of the settlement. And the legislature would enact new water law that would take into account things like the impact of a new water application on power purposes, fish and wildlife purposes. In other words, a new public interest criteria that would take in the myriad interests that are involved before just handing out a water right, as had been done in the past. So it set a new regime for allocating and managing water, and then quantifying, you know, how much do we have, what are people's individual rights. And so it really set the stage for a new era in Idaho water management.
Jim Jones is the author of the book, A Little Dam Problem. He says even though he's retired, he's still busy. He's not only working at a local law firm, but he's also writing four more books, including one based on his experience in Vietnam in the late 60s.